Rodeo time. Got to get her on down the road.
Welcome to the 2019 year end, beginning of 2020 Pro Rodeo Sports News Recap with your man Dale Brisby. Now we're going to dive right in here. I'm just going to point out that I am riding bulls and punching fools. Not only in 19, but coming up in 20. This is my hand in the bull rope on a bull, Dobacious. He was actually ranker than Bodacious, raised by Sammy Andrews, who asked me to stop coming to his rodeos. And some people say because I took too long in the shoots and I didn't nod. But the real reason is because I spurred a lot of those bulls into oblivion. Spurbrisbia. Huh? It's a disease. Look it up if you're new to the show, for the three of you that haven't heard of me. I'm the greatest bull rider of all time. And because of me, there's a disease called spurbrisbia. It's where 22, 23-point bucking bulls turn into 14-point bucking bulls.
Oh,
and
no.
That's why you've never heard of Dobacious, who was ranker than Bodacious.
What?
Because your man gave him spurbrisbia. Enough about me. We're going to talk first in this Pro Rodeo Sports News recap about two really good bull riders. We've got Sage Kimsey and Stetson Wright, who wore a rodeo time patch at the NFR.
Courtesy of
cue fake drinking noises. So anyway, you've got your all-around world champion, Mr. Stetson Wright, along with your six-time bull riding champion, Mr. Sage Kimsey. A lot of people like to compare me to these two, you know, the young gun. It's been 21 years since a rough stock guy has won the all-around world title. And so congratulations for bringing it to the other end of the arena, Stetson, and his rookie year, no less. So they compare me to him because he's young, good-looking, good bull rider. They compare me to Sage because he's so consistent, rides correct. But we travel in different circles. That's all that is, all right? We go to different bull ridings, and we haven't come head-to-head. I doubt that they want to go head-to-head, but, you know, just let's put up some money, and you never know. So if I don't have any conflicts, but we're friends. We wouldn't even probably want to go head-to-head anyway. So we're going to dive right into this Pro Rodeo Sports News recap with your man, Dale Brisby. So a lot of world champions awarded there in the Thomas & Mack this year. It was an interesting year. There was some upsets. There were some underdogs that came from behind. Again, like I said, Stetson Wright, who was leading the all-round going into it, and won it by about $18,000. Some quick math there from Dale Brisby. I'm good at that. Again, no surprise. Clayton Bigelow, your bareback world champ, $425,000. That man stacked up. So he won that world title by a handy 129,000. So Zeke Thurston in the bronc riding had an absolutely awesome NFR, and it came down to somewhere in the middle of the week that he was going to be the clear winner. He only won by 10,000. I say only. When you win a world title, you win a world title.
Yeah.
All right. That's like Dale Brisby. There's just, I'm the greatest of all time. And there's a lot of similarities between that and winning a world title. Sage Kimsey won the bull ride and won actually more than Clayton did. He won $480,000.
Wow.
To win the bull ride in there. Trevor Brazil, steer roping world title. We're going to talk about that later. And then Haven won the tie down. Great job. Haley Kinzel, two in a row, world champ. Now, we're going to go to an interesting page, page number 10, and it's your 2020 Ram Rodeo World Standings. Now, the season starts in October, and so a lot of guys, they hit it hard there and get a jump on it, get their qualifications up. Maybe they want to get into San Antonio, Houston, so on and so forth. And Dale, why have we not seen your name in the standings in January for the 2020 season? That's because guys like me, like, we don't have to start rodeoing till late July, August, September sometimes.
What?
Even though the season ends October 1st. So it's no surprise that you're not going to see Dale's name on there when you're looking at these standings throughout the year. So this catches my eye. We're looking at, page number 16. It's a Boot Barn ad. And I love Boot Barn. You can go there to get some Dale wear. Why did they pick this picture? I'm not sure. It seems at first you're like, what's up with that picture? It's like he's mid-stride. Who chose it? Then all of a sudden you come down here, the best is yet to come. So imagine this bareback rider, JJ, looks like his name. The best is yet to come. That means the next jump, he was toes east and west and in the money, in the middle, horses stretched out, kicking the lights out. So at first you're like, woo, that was a bad pick. Bad pick on the picture. But really, the best is yet to come. So I see what you're doing there, Boot Barn. I like it. I respect it. NFR snapshot. Now, what we need to look for here, we're going to fast forward all the way through to steer roping, world champion, silver and gold. And I think somebody's playing a joke on Trevor right here. Who chose this picture? It looks like this is his grunt face. I need to take a grunt, all right? And hilarious. I don't know who chose it, but Trevor, kudos to him on the 25th world title. And he won his 25th while he was retired. And the thing about Trevor Brazil, the thing that Dale Brisby and Trevor Brazil both had in common in Las Vegas in the 2019 NFR was that we were the only two guys in that city, Cowboy Town, Brisby City, that could have been entered in the NFR, but we just didn't want to. So, major props to my man, TB, on winning that number 25. So, on to the next one. Okay, record rack. Okay. This is not a real picture. Somebody photoshopped this, and also illegal. So, not something you're allowed to do. Steer wrestle, whitetail deer. You can't do that, and
no,
you shouldn't. Record rack. I'm sure you're good at growing racks, but no.
No.
Big congrats to Mr. Rider Wright right here. The back number ceremony, always fun and special for those guys to receive those back numbers. Something I choose not to participate in because I'm humble, but these guys, Rider had the number one back number, and so Bronc Riders scoop him up, and they are just playfully throwing him around. I'd be really interested to see, and I would demand, as if I were a rider, to see where Sterling's right hand is. But
oops.
Nonetheless, moving on, tie-down roper Tuff Cooper takes a moment to reflect during his 11th trip to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. I don't think that's what he was doing here. He's probably just brainstorming on what would Dale Brisby do. What is that guy? Where's he at right now? I wish he would text me back. That's what's going through that guy's mind. Hunter Cure. No, Kelly Clarkson. We've got Boudreaux Campbell stretching it out. Barstow Shapps. Barstow Pro Rodeo. And right there behind the chutes, again, what would Dale Brisby do? I've been a mentor of Boudreaux's for a long time. Same page going over. You've got Ryder and Rusty yelling at Stetson. Special moment for those brothers there. All three of them wearing rodeo time patches on the other side of the vest that you can't see. So it's just so happens that they're on the team. You just don't know it. And they don't know it. They will when I tell them, though. So, which is going to be soon. Now, moving on through the back of this PSN, got some results from some November rodeos. Not very many of those. Wish there were more. December, you've got the one jackpot out in Brisby City. Other than that, not very many. And I'm gonna talk to George Taylor. Is that the new commissioner's name? Let's fact check that. Is it Taylor?
Huh?
Thomas. George. GT. I'm going to call him GT. George. George. I'm going to talk to George. We don't have upcoming rodeos in this year-end PSN. They send like a little business journal that's just paper without color later for in January. And it's a bunch of bullcorn because you get all excited about the 2019 year, and then you're like, okay, I've finished reading the magazine. Now, where am I going to go next? And you don't put it in there, and there's nowhere to go for the business journal. Like, so that's something that I'm going to talk to management about. And when I speak, they listen, okay? Because me and George Taylor or Thomas, which one is it? We're boys, all right? So I'd like to thank you for watching this Pro Rodeo Sports News recap, the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020. This is going to be a year to remember, all right? I've not officially announced it. I'm not going to on this, but I've considered running for office. I'm not going to say which one. We're not going to go into detail. Brisby Gibbons 2020 is something that I've considered, and you might see it on a t-shirt. You might see it on a mug. Okay, you might see this mug on a mug for 2020. And I've got some closing remarks I just want to leave you with my 2020 credo. And that is, we're going to walk through this year like a midget at a urinal on our toes. Pay attention, because it don't cost you a dime, old son. I'm Dale Brisby, and I'm on to the next one.